Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right. So I have a therapy question. So our, you know, therapeutic Thursday, the call's coming from inside the house. So I wanted to get our resident therapist, Andrea Berkeley, on with us because I had a question for you when it comes to dealing with narcissistic adults around kids. Okay.
Oof.
I know. It's a doozy. And people love to throw the word narcissism around. And I think some people have narcissistic behavior, and then there are like the actual narcissist out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm hanging out with some friends and their family and their kids, and I witnessed a notoriously toxic older family member of my friend's guilt this child. And it's not a young child. It's a child that I'd say is probably like like late elementary, early middle school. And so I saw the pain on the child's face as they took this guilt trip. And I was wondering what I could say to either my friend or her child to help them know it is not their responsibility to manage an adult's feelings, that they... Like, they are not responsible for somebody else's happiness, that all you can do in life is try to be a good person and a kind person. But how someone perceives the world is not your burden to bear.
Oh, Kristen, this is a brutal situation, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to say. But first, I need to let you know, because I think the background is important, like why it's so hard to be criticized like that and why you saw that reaction and why you're going to see it when it happens again. So as adults, we know it's true. It's true. It's always true that we're not responsible for other people's feelings. But when you're young, because you depend on adults for survival, especially like your parents, your older family members, coaches, teachers, and this isn't something you think about. It's just something that your brain is hardwired to know. The most adaptive thing we can feel when someone who's in that position of power, when they like go at us, is shame or guilt. The shame tends to develop over time. The guilt, the sense that like, oh, it's my fault, I did that. It's actually super adaptive because it keeps you safe. And so it's not healthy and helpful though in that moment. And so this is amplified if you have a relationship where someone is narcissistic, because they're going to do this again and again and again, and it's not malleable. It will never change. And so that's really where like shame starts to develop, and you carry around the sense of you that I'm bad. Like, especially if you're in grade school or middle school, when you're developing your identity, it's a really strong thing that you start to believe about yourself. So when you see something like this, you can tell your friend when this happens to her daughter, you have to address what you saw, because sometimes in families where there's narcissism, you just sweep everything under the rug, and you have to do it with empathy, and you have to do it with an explanation as well.
Because I've learned, like, you can't call out the narcissist because they're never gonna see that their behavior is bad or that they are doing everything wrong. They'll gaslight you, and then they'll manipulate you into making you think everything is your fault and it's not what they did, but it's your reaction to what they did. So I know in the moment, like witnessing, calling out that toxic family member isn't going to do any good. Instead, you have to give the people who are receiving those guilt trips the necessary tools to know it's not your fault.
Yes, correct. It would not be something I would go toe-to-toe with a narcissist about, because they're just going to heap more abuse on you, and then you're just going to feel worse. They're so persuasive, a narcissist is, because they will just keep going at it, right? So maybe in that moment, that's, you know, after you witness this situation, it's kind of pulling this young one aside and saying something like, I saw what Uncle Joe just did to you, and I saw how your face fell, and I totally get it. Like, that was so hurtful. Of course you're going to feel hurt, right? Make them feel like you understand that they have feelings. versus saying something like, oh, Uncle Joe, he's just like that. He's such a jerk. You know, like you don't need to feel that way because now they're alone. They do feel that way. They feel terrible. But you do need to remind them that Uncle Joe is a jerk. Right? You do need to say that's how he is. He's always been that way. He will always be this way. If they're old enough, use the word narcissist. A quick Google mm-hmm. is going to make them feel a lot less crazy. Like, oh, that's Uncle Joe. It's not me, right? But you can use that word and just say, hey, the reason that we don't say anything there, it's not because I don't want to protect you, but because it will get worse. So what we have to keep doing to survive this as a family is just be there for each other and remind each other that this is him, not us.
And I think a lot of people think by not saying anything, you're allowing the behavior and you're enabling the behavior. But there are certain instances where in this instance, you literally can't change the behavior. So the only mm-hmm. thing you can change is how you react to it. I just didn't know how to articulate that to a kid.
Yeah, it's just empathy and explanation. And the thing is, it's going to be over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you get what you needed?
I did. Thank you so much. And Andrew, you have a new podcast coming up soon, right?
I do. The first episode went out today. It's called Sounds Like Therapy because it sounds like therapy. So I'm answering listener questions.
Right.
And I think that the Burt Show audience might like this. So find my podcast, Sounds Like Therapy. And in order to incentivize you to answer or to submit a question, I am giving away a $50 Visa gift card between now and Thanksgiving. And I will not take that money away like Bert is going to do to you. Okay. Full $50 if you submit your question. One person will get it.
Thank you.
But you'll be entered for a chance to win.
Thanks, Andrea. Again, it's called the Sounds Like Therapy Podcast. Andrea Berkley, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you now. All right, time to lose my money. Got $100 right here that you are not going to get. Nobody has been able to get it at all. This is really good for me and really good for the budget. Explain how Lose Bert's Money works, Abby.
So basically, you're going to call in and say that you want to play Lose Bert's Money. And with we will give you a trivia question that you have to answer. They've notoriously been very difficult because every time you get the question wrong, you will lose $10. And we will do that over and over and over again until we get to zero because nobody's won yet.
Haven't had one winner yet, saving me cash. You got no chance. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Really, really good. Where are you calling us from?
Johns Creek.
All right. Appreciate you.
Swanee.
Thank you. Is it going to be Johns Creek or is it going to be Swanee? Where you really live?
It's like the middle.
All right. We'll call it South Swanee. That's Johns Creek. Good morning, Bridget. Where are you calling from?
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay, appreciate you living in Pennsylvania.
Represent
and listening to The Burt Show. And Amber?
Yes?
Hi, where are you calling from?
Hey, Ackworth.
Okay, Ackworth. All right. I actually think this is a question we are going to get an answer for today. I think I'm going to lose some money today. But you are starting with $100. And Rachel, we're going to start with you first. Here it is. If you have one of these, you'll open it approximately 1,500 times this year. What is it?
The refrigerator.
The refrigerator.
That's a great answer.
But not the one I'm looking for. Ha ha.
Bert.
Y'all have more self-control than me. I'd be opening my fridge 1,500 times a day.
So now we are down to $90 for Bridget. Same question here. If you've got one of these, you're going to open it approximately 1,500 times this year. Bridget, what is it?
Your car door?
Oh, I like
your
it.
Car door. Oh, yeah.
Bridget, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Girl.
Wrong. $80. All right, Amber, for $80.
Your front door?
Your front door.
To the house. I like it.
To the house. Mm. Yep, that's not right either. Another $10.
I'm applauding the effort. These are great answers.
They're all really, really great answers. We are down to
70 at Rachel.
The garage door.
The garage door, 1,500 times. We got a winner.
Oh!
Yay! We finally got ourselves a winner.
Shut the front door.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I am shocked.
We all are.
We all, yes. Yeah, we second that. So, Rachel, you just won $70.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We should rename this Amy's Gonna Be Pissed. That's my business manager. She's got to dole out the money. Hey, congratulations. Yeah, if you have one of these, you're going to open it 1,500 times a year. It is a garage. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.